Welcome to Foxcast. Today, we talked with physiotherapist Pavas Jaswal. Pavas is a Canadian physio who came to the U.S. to treat patients with Fox rehabilitation. Pavas talks about the differences between the two countries, the process for coming to the States, and offers some advice to other Canadian physios who might be thinking about making a similar switch. What really prompted your initial interest to relocate to the U.S.?
Well, I wanted to have a different sector of work, which is different from a community clinical, seeing patients in musculoskeletal and sports practice, and I wanted to do something else. So that's the one of the reason. And the second reason was I was trying to upgrade my qualification. So I did my master's in sports physical therapy, and I wanted to do my doctorate in physical therapy, which was not possible in Canada. So that made me, okay, if that is possible in the United States, we can do it over here. It will be competitive qualification recognized everywhere in the world. So having my doctorate degree and having a specialized work area, so that made me move there.
That's a great reason. How'd you find the adjustment to treating in the U.S. compared to Canada?
Well, seeing a patient and evaluating them, assessing them, there is not much difference because we do the objective evaluation, test and measure, then use the functional outcome measures, which we did. I did it over there as well, but not so much in the clinical settings. It's more like your objective test and all those things. In United States over here, we are more using the functional outcome measures, especially in the geriatric population, because it's under the Medicare. They would like to see a lot of tests and measures and see those things. But in terms of the clinical part, it's almost the same, not so much difference. And the intervention is more specialized. I have to learn new things related to balance training program for the seniors and fall prevention and so many other things, which is pretty much unique over here compared to there. There it's more traditional, more physical therapy, musculoskeletal and sports practice, and this is a new area which I've honed my skills in over here.
How was the experience actually transferring over here? What did you need? You needed a visa, or how did that work out? What did you need, and how was the process?
Well, I think the Canadians require a trade visa, which is TN1 class visa, to work in the United States, and it was a seamless process. It was just like going to the port of entry at the airport, and I have to meet the border agent. They made me sit down for 30 minutes. They look over my documents, all the documents which has been provided by the FOX has given me all the documents, and the attorney with the FOX also gave his documents, prepared a whole file. The border agent went through it, and he just allowed me to go ahead. It was seamless, yeah.
Any tips or advice you'd give for clinicians that were interested in relocating from Canada to the U.S.?
Yes, definitely. I would say that this is a really nice, exciting area, which you will not have to have such kind of experience in Canada. Definitely, there is no company like that as Fox, which does this kind of work over there. And we have a variety of things to see, learn. And it's not hard. It's easy. And it's the work setting which I am having is having a lot of flexibility, and there is a tremendous amount of support within the team and the seniors and the colleagues. So it makes the things pretty much good. I like it.
What area of the U.S. you live in?
I live in Fairfield, Connecticut right now.
Is that where you wanted to live, or you were open to living anywhere?
Well, I was open to live anywhere. Yeah, as long as I have the patients, good population, good team, and I'm happy.
That's great. Anything else you'd want to add? Anything I didn't ask that you'd want people who are listening right now and getting your advice who are in Canada thinking about coming to the U.S., anything you'd want to say to them?
I would say go ahead and explore. There is so much to do over here as compared to Canada, I would say.
Hey, I appreciate you taking 5 minutes out and talking with us, Pavas.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, we'll see you later.
Yeah, thanks. Bye-bye.